kick off by explaining the approach I'm using in this conversion course so that you get an idea of what I see as the big picture. Becoming a multimedia journalist means that you use all available platforms in social media. So that's Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Audioboo, and a number of others. And it means that you use all forms of media: text, stills, video, and audio. Why do you need to do all that? Well, number one, because being able to create, edit, and publish across all media and to use social networks effectively means that you maximize your skills base and your employability. But there's another reason and another goal. It's to create a strong public face for yourself, particularly using social networks plus blogs and websites. It's a horrible cliche, but you need to become a brand. Someone who those who are interested in the topics you cover know by name and reputation, and who they can follow directly if they wish, as well as enjoying what you do for your official media clients. So in becoming a multimedia journalist and a committed user of social media, you're getting your name out there and becoming better known. By using social media as a promotional tool, you're more than just a byline on a page or on a website. How are we going to get you to do all that? Well, first off, we know you're an experienced and capable journalist, so we're not going to talk down to you. All the skills you've demonstrated and used successfully in traditional media are just as valuable in the world of multi and social media. What you need is to apply those skills to multi and social media reporting and editing, and to acquire new complementary skills so that you thrive in this new world of journalism. We can learn a lot if we engage fully in a conversation online. One obvious opportunity for us is where you have a big story, a story too big for professional journalists to cover alone, or indeed a big story that most journalists can't get to. Coverage from what you can call citizen journalists, or just eyewitnesses if you prefer, is invaluable. Because anyone can broadcast multimedia content to the world from their smartphone, there's a lot of coverage out there. What's hard is making sense of it and sifting the nuggets of important information from the rubbish. We can do that. It's what journalists have been trained to do. So our abilities as editors come to the fore in multimedia journalism. We can make sense of this massive, unedited source of information. So our goal in this conversion course is to take the traditional skills of the experienced journalist, apply them to the new range of multimedia reporting tools and to social media, and to add some new skills to the ones you already have.